cactus, Buck, with no cactus. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we left Bill Agler on a Wyoming hunt for a cactus buck. Bill had hit him from 500 yards, and then he had to take a second shot from around 200. The buck went down, and when Bill and his four hunting buddies walked to where the buck went down, they find out that the buck was shot in the head. And as for the whole reason that Bill wanted a cactus buck...
There's a deer laying there. He's got that big 3-point on one side. And lo and behold, I have shot him in the head and blown apart the antler that I wanted. It's not there anymore. Oh, man. We have four people with us, and we start looking for the rest of the antler that is blown apart into the high sagebrush. After about 15 minutes, one of the guys says, I found a piece. He found that one piece that was part of the drop tine. It was only the bottom 3 inches of the drop tine. Okay, let's keep looking. Turns out that's all we found. Disappointed, I said, okay, let's call it. Got that thing, got it out, got it home, went to my taxidermist, and I showed him a video the guide had taken, and I handed him the 3 inches of the 10-inch drop tine. And he says, no problem, I can recreate that. So as we sit here now, those antlers are also at the taxidermist, and he is going to recreate that one side that I had blown apart. So that's going to turn out okay, too.
Which underscores the importance of a taxidermist. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.